Daryl Bazarab is the chair of the committee who is putting on the High Prairie Gun and Sportsman Show, and he joins us on the line today. Daryl, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, we'll just get your comments, a bit of an icebreaker here, on the fact that the High Prairie Gun and Sportsman Show is back in business and in person.
Well, yes, it is. Thank you, Keith. I'm glad to be here with you. It's been a long time coming, of course, with recent COVID issues. We've missed two shows, and it's about time we have another one.
How much has High Prairie missed this show? Because I know this show is very, very popular when it comes to the Sports Palace and the Buchanan Center and the curling rink.
Yes, it's very popular here. It's one of the three or four big events of the year here in town. We've grown exponentially every year. We're pretty much at our capacity right now with our arenas, and certainly everybody's been missing the show for the last 3 years now.
From a committee perspective, how much is, I guess, the committee and people, I guess we'll start with the committee. How much is the committee looking forward to this show in the second week of May?
Oh, we just can't wait. We're just so happy to be back at it again. In addition to it being a major fundraiser for our club, it's just something we enjoy doing. We have a great group of people on our committee. There's about 10 or 12 of us key individuals, and we just can't wait to get the show going again.
Daryl, we'll turn the page a little bit and focus a little bit on the businesses and the business aspect of the show. First question I got is, how much of an opportunity is this show for the people and the businesses that participate? How much of an opportunity is this to get some networking sessions in?
Well, it helps out greatly for all of them. We have three separate arenas. We have a home business arena where there's crafters and people selling, smaller home household items. All the way up to the local John Deere, big supporter of ours. Martin Deere line every year comes, and all of our gun people from all over Alberta, Saskatchewan, BC. It's just something they look forward to every year.
Is it an equal balance between, say, the patron and the business as far as networking is concerned?
Well, yeah, I think so, certainly. Yeah, we have lots of individuals that, they come to the show to meet and greet and visit people they haven't seen for a year. And it's just a great social event as well as a sales event.
How much of a promotion do you think that this not only showcases the High Prairie area, but the gateway to the peace, as it were?
Well, it's good. It's certainly brought attention to High Prairie, especially to a lot of people from away from here that come to our show and visit High Prairie, and they're quite happy with the show we put on, and that reflects on our area and our town, and we're very proud to be able to do that.
We'll turn the page again here, Daryl, and talk a little bit about the foot traffic. I know in past years the High Prairie Sports and Gun and Sportsman Show has been immensely popular as far as attendance is concerned. What is the buzz around town in your mind regarding the show?
Well, everybody's very excited about it, certainly. It's like it's been, this will be 3 years since we had our last show. People are very excited. We have a raffle for three guns in conjunction with the show. And tickets are selling very well for that. I think that's a reflection on how much people are looking forward to having the show back again. And also being able to get out and visit and meet other people and, not worry about COVID restrictions or wearing masks. And they're just so happy to be getting sort of back to normal again.
Yeah, I was going to ask that question, Daryl. How much has the buzz been heightened, as it were, especially with knowing that COVID is starting to become into the rearview mirror?
Well, let's hope it is, and that's a big thing. Like, it's going to be so great that all of our patrons that come to visit our show and our exhibitors can have a little bit of freedom and walk around without a mask and visit and not be afraid of each other. And it'll be just so nice to see that again.
Fingers crossed as far as success is concerned. I definitely send that along. Daryl Bizarab is the chair of the committee that is putting on the High Prairie Gun and Sportsman Show that's coming up in the second weekend in May. Daryl, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.